I just want to say how excited we are to be in this opportunity right now. When we put this group together, we thought we had a chance to be here. And I give our guys all the credit in the world for continuing to buy in and be very professional throughout this entire season, regardless of the circumstance. Whether we won, whether we lost, we generally prepared the same way. And these guys have been extremely coachable, and I'm really excited for them to have this opportunity.
All right, we'll open it up to our far left on the front, Coach.
Fred, do you think does the uniqueness of your systems maybe give you an advantage in a situation like this, your systems on offense and defense?
Well, I don't know about that. I think at this time of year, obviously, it's the importance is how your team is playing and how they're hanging in there together when you've been through as many battles as we have. And I know this, we're playing a hot team. We're playing one of the hottest teams in the country right now that came off a 5-game winning streak. And their loss, their lone loss in that stretch to Florida was maybe as good a 20 minutes as they played all year. They had a 20-point lead in the first half against Florida in that game. So I know we're playing a hot team. That being said, I really do like the way we're playing. I think our guys have done a great job of sharing the ball. We found the right guy, whoever has had it going. And this team has been very selfless all season long. So, you know, we've had a good week of prep. I'm sure A&M has had a great week of prep as well. And you've got two teams that are playing really good basketball squaring off tomorrow. So, you know, again, it's, you know, we've all got our unique systems. A&M is a very unique system on both sides of the ball. And I know this, whatever offense they're running, we have to be tied together. You know, defensively, we've been pretty darn good, with exception of the Illinois game. We had a lot of miscues in that game. And offensively, I know we're going to have to play with pace. Whatever defense they are in, we just have to go out and continue to share it and continue to move. And we've had the benefit of playing a couple teams that have played multiple defenses. Michigan played a lot of them. And, you know, I was really pleased with how we moved in that game, whatever defense they were in. And that's what it's going to take for us tomorrow to have a chance to win this game.
In front of us.
Hey, Coach, Travis Brown with the Bryan College Station Eagle. I know Kisei was recruited by Coach Billy Gillespie. What memories, things stick out to you as part of that recruitment with Coach, working with Coach Gillespie? Is there any part of his coaching that you see Kisei develop?
Well, as you know, it's not easy playing for Billy. He's a very demanding coach, and he does a phenomenal job. So the fact that Kasey played under Billy, I think, is a huge benefit for us. And I remember talking to Billy in the recruiting process and just talking to him about how he enjoyed coaching Kasey, and he loved him. He said, the thing I like most about Kasey is his competitive spirit. He said, I can yell at him, I can get on him, and he never snaps back at me. He's just got a smile on his face. I said, Coach, it's because he doesn't know what the hell you're talking about. He can't understand you. And, you know, but as he's gone on, you know, he had a benefit also. There was a Japanese trainer at Ranger, and that helped him learn the language a little bit. And then when he got to Nebraska, he got a girlfriend, and that really helped his language. So he's, listen, the thing with Kasey, I'm so proud of his growth over the last couple years. His first year at Nebraska, there were some games he just couldn't play. He just got overwhelmed by physicality. Now he doesn't back down from anybody. I don't care who it is. He's going to go out there. He's going to give you an effort. He's going to make contact with you. And the way that he is guarded, his ability to create separation has been absolutely phenomenal. So, you know, I'm just proud of him for everything that he's done to make him the type of player that he is right now. And obviously there's a lot of attention. He's getting a lot of it. It's important, as I've talked about with the team, to really try to limit the distractions this week. You know, there's so much noise, you know, social media with everything going on. The team that limits those distractions a lot of times are the teams that move on at this time of year. So it's important. You know, we love it. He's getting a lot of attention. But again, he's always had that. He's played in the world stage. He helped his national team at Japan accomplish something that has never been done before. And that's what we're trying to accomplish here at Nebraska.
Next three, you're over here, back, middle, front. Go ahead.
Hey, Coach, Jonah Dillon, Commercial Appeal. Kind of off that, when you were recruiting him from Ranger, what were the things that stood out that he was doing at that level and saying, okay, let's see how we can bring this up to the new level?
Yeah, shooting from half court, I think that was the thing that I liked. I mean, he shot 44% on shots over 25 feet, and he's always had that range. And the thing that I loved was his confidence. You know, you see him out there playing with a joy. You see him out there playing with a confidence and a swagger. And that's why he's able to play against more athletic, more physical players, is because he plays with that drive and he plays with that joy and confident swagger every time he steps on the court. And it's not just games. I mean, if you saw him at practice, he's the same guy. And that helps set the tone for our guys every day. And, you know, he's just been a joy to coach. I've said this multiple times. He's going to go down as one of my all-time favorites.
Go ahead.
James Fletcher from On3. You talked about distractions earlier. What has it been like for you and your staff having to balance the transfer portal opening up this week and then prepping for the NCAA tournament and the overlap that's been there?
Yeah, it's not a lot of fun, I'll be honest with you. It's I know, a big part of the job, and you have to be on top of everything early in the process or else you're not going to have a chance. And, you know, as you want to be preparing, obviously, 24-7, but you have to be on top of that. And our staff does a good job with it. And, you know, I think there's, what, 500 names in there already. So, yeah, you have to be ready for it. But at this time of year, you know, for us, for me, it's all about doing everything I can to prepare the team and put a game plan together to give us a chance to beat, again, one of the top teams in the country here these past 6 weeks. And, you know, we'll worry about that. You know, when this journey ends, hopefully not for a while, we'll get on top of it. But, you know, our staff is doing a good job right now keeping everybody in the loop on what's happening on that front, at the same time staying very focused on the task at hand.
From front to our right.
Hey, Fred. Tom Chattel, Omaha World-Herald. You've obviously had a lot of success on the NCAA tournament stage. Is there some secret to winning the NCAA tournament game?
Well, it's you got to be tied together. You have to fight through adversity. This is the biggest thing at this time of year, is you have to find a way to stay together when things aren't going your way. And, you know, I can promise you tomorrow night at some point, that's going to happen to us. And what will define our success is how we handle that adversity. You know, I'm confident our group has been through a lot. We've been through a lot of highs and lows, and I do think we're playing as good as we played all year right now. So hopefully we handle that well. We did not handle it great at Ohio State. You know, that was the one time I thought that we really kind of got away from it. But we learned from it. I think we've grown and gotten better. You know, defense and rebounding this time of year is critical. And we're playing the best offensive rebounding team in the country. And they are so good at getting into your body and hitting you first. And, you know, if we allow that to happen, it's going to be a long night. You know, they average almost 18 offensive rebounds a game. And that is a crazy number. 44% of their offensive of their misses, they get back. Their offensive rebounding percentage is historically good. So, you know, for us, we have to find a way to battle them. We got to guard the ball. And we have to finish off possessions.
To our left for the next two, starting up front.
Fred, we haven't got Robin Wash at Husker Online. We haven't got a chance to talk to you since you got the contract extension. I guess, for one, what does that mean to you? And then considering where things were just for you a couple years ago, to have that long-term stability now, how much of an advantage is that going forward, building this program?
Well, I appreciate the leadership believing in us. And, you know, that's first and foremost. I've talked a lot about how much we've loved our time in Lincoln. And for me, with our family's ties, you know, with both grandfathers working at the university, one is the head coach for 9 seasons in basketball, the other one for a sociology professor for 30 years. We spent a lot of time in Lincoln growing up. My parents are graduates of Southeast and also University of Nebraska. My dad got his PhD at Nebraska. I was born in Lincoln, so we absolutely love it. It's kind of cool how life has come full circle, and, you know, very likely my career is going to end in Lincoln. So, you know, I'm really appreciative of the belief, and we're going to do everything we can to make this a consistent goal for this team to be playing at this time of year on this stage. And there's no reason in the world we shouldn't have that with the facilities, with the fan support. We absolutely love it. You know, I'm appreciative of my staff getting taken care of, and, you know, hopefully we're here doing special things for a long time. And, you know, again, but it goes back to the leadership. I haven't met Troy since he got the job. I know I talked about this. He used to ref my high school games. Sounds like he's going to be out there today. So I'm looking forward to getting together with him and hopefully building it together with a guy that I think has great leadership skills, and also the president as well. So, you know, just really excited about it. And, you know, hopefully we do some great things here long term.
Our last two will come on the aisle, then back up front.
Joseph Meyer, Daily Nebraska. You know, Wade Taylor had some pretty high praise for you guys, but in terms of slowing him down and the opportunity to go against a great player like that, you know, what's your approach to him?
Yeah, he is playing at a unbelievable level. I mean, preseason player of the year, and certainly that's how he's playing, you know, right now. But his degree of difficulty on his shots, you know, you see those early shots that he made in the SEC tournament, pulling up from 28, 29 feet on the first couple minutes of the game. and just setting the tone over length, contested. If he's hitting shots like that, you know, it's going to be a tough game to win. And, you know, that's who he's been here these last couple of weeks. But it's their whole team. I mean, their guards are playing at a high, high level. Their bigs know their roles. Garcia's ability to – he has 153 offensive rebounds. That's incredible. We think Juwan Gary's a good offensive rebounder. He has 61. So, you know, these guys pose a lot of problems. And the way Taylor is playing right now, he's the head of the snake. And it starts with him. And I'm just so impressed with his overall game and how this team is playing as a whole. We're really going to have to be on point to give ourselves a chance to win this game.
Last one up front.
Yep. Brian Christopherson with Husker 24/7. Just a nuts and bolts question here, Fred. I assume CJ's good to go. And also, Eli, could he, you know, play if you had to play him?
Yeah, CJ is, he's been back on the practice court. It's good to have him back. He struggled a little bit that first day, kind of had him in and out, but he's been fine the last couple since we've been down here in Memphis. Eli practiced for the first time 2 days ago, and he was in for about half the reps. Today, he was out there a little bit. He still got some soreness in that ankle, but he will dress. He will dress tomorrow, and he will be available if we need him.
Coach, with that, we will let you go. Thank you for your time, and good luck tomorrow.
Thank you.
Jonah Dillon, Commercial Appeal here in Memphis. Just the opportunity to win Nebraska's first NCAA tournament game. Is that something you guys are thinking about heading into this one?
Yeah, most definitely. Obviously, going into the season, it's a big goal to be here. And you know that Nebraska's never won an NCAA tournament game. But now to actually be here and be in this position and have this opportunity, just super excited to go out there and hopefully write some history.
Up front.
Robin Washington with HuskerOnline.com. Bryce, the A&M players and Coach Buzz Williams was talking about you guys' scouting report of what they thought of you guys, and they used pretty and just talked about the offense. What have been your impressions of A&M now that you've gotten some time to look at them, and what jumps out about their strengths and weaknesses?
They're just an aggressive team. I wouldn't really say anything special about them. You know, they just have their identity of trying to out-tub the opponent. And that's been the emphasis this week. You know, we just can't get punked, and we're just going to focus on that.
Over here.
Maddenfield, Action News 5 here in Memphis. For either one of you, Casey has obviously taken the college basketball world by storm over the last couple weeks. I'm not sure if either one of you buy into Japanese Steph Curry hype, but what's it like to play alongside him? And do you guys have an anecdote of something amazing he's done in practice or a game that's really stood out?
I will start with Rink. You guys can both take that one.
It's obviously special to play with somebody that draws in this type of hype and this type of excitement around himself. He draws a lot of attention on the court, which makes it a little bit easier for us to play. I know for myself, I definitely look for him and try and feed him the ball whenever I can during the game. But it's been pretty special to have him have him on our team this year. Like an anecdote for, he was over the summer, he was with his national team, but one of the first practices that he was back, we were playing a little 5-on-5, and it was three possessions in a row. First one, he hit just a normal three, and then like when you let him hit 1-3, he gets on fire like right away. So then he hit a step back three, and then right the next possession, he got switched, the five switched out on him, and he just took him 1-on-1 and hit another step back three, like three possessions in a row. And like that was the first time that I really saw what type of player he was in person. And I mean, he's been special this year.
Bryce?
The stuff y'all see out there on the court on games, like that's definitely crazy. And like Rink said, he's definitely like a guy who can heat up just by making one shot. But the stuff he does after practice or after shoot-arounds when he's like hitting turnaround half-court shots, but like he'll turn around, he won't look at the basket, he'll just throw it. Him and Rink will do it every time after shoot-around. Yeah, right. But Casey makes him on a regular, and it's just crazy the stuff he does off camera.
The center?
Joseph Meyer, Daily Nebraskan. Both of you guys transferred in for this moment. You've set this goal ahead of you at the beginning of the season, but now that you're here, how cool is it to be in this spectacle and be in March Madness and see the city and all the hype around it?
It's new. It's exciting. Like you said, it's the goal that we set out to do before when we transferred here. But at the same time, we wanted to win here. We didn't want to just, you know, be here. So while we're excited, I think we're both just trying to you know what I'm saying, write history, put our names down in history with Nebraska, and then just make a run.
Yeah, we're not here just for one game. Everybody will say that. If you ask the Texas A&M players, they'll also say we're not here for just one game. But obviously excited to be here, but we don't want to be here just for one day. We want to extend this journey a little bit longer.
To our right.
Teresa Walker with the Associated Press. How unique is it that, I mean, you've been around Tominaga, but to know that this game is being live streamed in Japan and to get that kind of reach, is it fun? Do you have some family members who, you know, in parts of the world that may be able to watch this game because of him that otherwise would not have been able to? They'd have been checking an app trying to keep up with the game.
Yeah, I don't have any family in Japan or anything, but, you know, it's just crazy that one guy can draw so much attention. Nationally, worldwide, it just shows that the game can bring everybody together. But it's just cool. I mean, it's cool that everybody over there can see him play and support him. He's kind of a celebrity over there, I heard. So, I mean, it's all necessary.
To our left.
Hey, Rink, Bryce, Steve Mark with Rivals. I'm just wondering about, we talked to you guys on Sunday and we asked you, how big of an impact Fred can have. Now that you've had some preparation, some practices going into this game, you know, he's played in the NCAA tournament, he's coached in it. Just what kind of help has Fred been during this process?
Just mainly explaining to us like how to stay poised during games. Like these games, most of them will come down to the wire to be one possession games. And what we've talked about is just staying poised, staying level-headed, and not get too sped up or too nervous or excited or whatever. Just staying level-headed and staying in the moment.
Up front, left side.
For both of you guys, Robin Wash, Husker Online. You've only been at Nebraska for one season and played with Coach Hoiberg for less than a year now. But what kind of impact has he had on your development, not only getting you ready for this season, but preparing you for the next level?
One thing he's done for me is just instilling confidence in me. I'm obviously playing a new position that I've never played before at point guard, kind of running the show. And whether I make a mistake, whether I make multiple mistakes, he's always just showed that he has confidence in me, and that helps me have confidence in myself. He's given me freedom to, make mistakes and learn while pumping me up behind the scenes. So just having confidence in myself and my game, and I feel like that's just propelled me forward.
Yeah, just obviously he's played and coached at the next level, and especially the coaching aspect of how he approaches a game. He still approaches the game the same way when he was coaching the Bulls as he is approaching the game now. Just to learn from him, kind of how it goes on at the professional level, and how preparations go, and just learning a lot of how he looks at X's and O's of the game. Like, just his basketball IQ is enormous, and learning from him has been really good.
All right, our next three will come from the left. One, two, and then three up here. Go ahead.
Hey, guys. Rachel Fields with ABC 24 here in Memphis. I know you're probably overhearing this stat, but you're the only Power 5 team to have not won a game in a tournament. Is that something you guys talk about often? How do you work through that, and what's the motivation to go and win this, to get that kind of monkey off the back?
We've talked about it multiple times. We've talked about it a lot. Kind of just to go along with our season. First, it started with the road games. Then once it started coming down to the wire, we started talking about, we never won. But everybody talks about how we have a special group. And we don't want to just be like some people talk about. We want to we would definitely want to get the monkey off our back and win our first one. But like I said, we just want to make a run. We just want to make a run.
Yeah, obviously everybody's aware, but like, we can't let it define us too much. Like, you can't go into the game and, oh, this is like the opportunity of a lifetime. Obviously it's a high pressure game, but we can't be thinking too much about, we've never won a game here. It's just, all right, this is one game that we have to win, and we can't be too caught up in the history of it all. We just got to focus in on the moment.
All right, we're in our last 5 minutes. Go to the back.
Yeah, to both of you. This is Yoko Miyaji from Sports Graphic Numbers Japan. there are like many great shooters these days, but what people say about Casey is kind of different. They say like best show on the TV or fun to watch or the, what? Why do you think Casey is that kind of player?
Rink?
He's very unassuming. He's 6'2", not too athletic, but when he goes out on the court, he plays with a type of swagger and a type of attitude that is almost unmatched. And the way he shoots the ball, like he, how Fred teaches us to shoot with like holding your follow through and sticking to your shot and all that, like it doesn't really matter for him as long as it gets out of his hands clean and he gets a somewhat decent look, you know that the thing is going in more times than not. And that's something I personally have never seen other than with Casey.
Bryce?
Probably the degree of difficulty. None of his shots are open. None of his shots are like wide open. They're all like usually fading away or, you know, super, super quick release. But I'd probably just say the degree of difficulty and how much he makes those difficult shots, how often. Yeah.
Right here.
Bryce, coming off the Big Ten tournament and your strong performance in that one and done environment, how does that impact your confidence coming into a similar situation, but obviously higher stakes?
The pressure was definitely on. And, you know, in those games, it was a lot of different crowds. It was a lot of different people rooting for you, a lot of different people rooting against you. But heading into the tournament now, you know, that was in a neutral site. And we were so basically on the road. We all we had was ourselves pretty much. And for us to play how we did, I know we gave up the last one with Illinois, but we still played pretty good. We looked at one another and played for one another. And that was good heading into the tournament now, where everything's a neutral site again. So it was encouraging.
Any other questions? Time for one more, if there is. All right. Not seeing that, we will let these student athletes get ready for practice, guys. Thank you and good luck tomorrow.
Thank you.